From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. According to the newspaper The National Catholic Reporter, the Vatican is likely to appoint Bishop Sean O'Malley to run the Archdiocese of Boston. Boston has been at the center of the Catholic Church's sex abuse scandal, a scandal that brought about the resignation of the country's most powerful cardinal, Bernard Law. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has this profile of Bishop O'Malley.
Roderick MacLeish Jr. first encountered Bishop O'Malley more than 10 years ago during the infamous James Porter case. Porter, a priest in Fall River, Massachusetts, had been accused of abusing dozens of children. He was later convicted of molesting 28. MacLeish was the attorney representing the plaintiffs. Bishop O'Malley had taken over the Fall River Diocese in the wake of the scandal. MacLeish recalls that one night he and the church's attorneys hit a roadblock in their settlement talks. Several of his clients took matters into their own hands.
These 13 clients at 8 o'clock at night decided to pack themselves into two cars and drive down to Fall River to speak directly with Bishop O'Malley. And not only did he receive them at his residence at 9 o'clock at night, I think he was asleep, but he also resolved the issue that evening, and I got a call at midnight from one of my clients saying, "We met with Bishop Sean, we resolved it."
Working with O'Malley, the plaintiffs eventually settled every single case. More than that, MacLeish says O'Malley made big changes. Social workers outside of the church, not priests, work with the victims. A lay review board, not just the church, decided what should be done about abusive priests. Finally, every priest and church worker had to be willing to undergo a criminal background check before they could work with children. MacLeish says O'Malley was way ahead of his time.
In terms of someone who has sensitivity towards victims of abuse, this guy got it 10 years ago. A lot of the other cardinals and bishops still don't get it.
And based on his performance in Fall River, the Vatican sent him to Palm Beach, Florida last year to fix a similar sexual abuse problem. If O'Malley is appointed, says Scott Appleby, a church history professor at Notre Dame, the bishop will have a Herculean task in front of him, starting with winning back church members who are demoralized and angry.
First and foremost, anyone would say that he has to restore the trust of the Catholic laity, not only because this is the mission of the church for the laity and the clergy and all God's people to work together, but also very concretely because the diocese faces serious financial crisis.
He says attendance in Boston has dropped precipitously and church contributions along with it. O'Malley faces the unhappy prospect of closing schools and Catholic charities, as well as trying to settle more than 500 cases filed by alleged victims of abuse. But Chester Gillis, a theology professor at Georgetown University, says O'Malley seems to have the style to put the archdiocese straight. Soft-spoken and, at 59, relatively young, the only bishop to sport a beard, O'Malley wears a long robe and sandals. His background, too, is noteworthy. He didn't rise through the ranks of parish priests, but through the Franciscan order. Gillis says the Franciscans are known for trying to emulate the gentle and selfless image of St. Francis.
And that means to serve the poor, that means to live a life of personal poverty, and a life of obedience, of course, a life of community. All of those are very good assets to bring to the table, I think, in Boston.
Louisa Dittrich, a spokeswoman for the lay group Voice of the Faithful, agrees. She likes the fact that he didn't come through the parish priest system and that he has a special affinity to certain ethnic groups.
He has a specialty serving Hispanic populations and Portuguese populations in Fall River. You know, it shows a bent, not so much an administrative bent or an abstract bent, but a human bent. So that's what we're pinning our hopes on.
And presumably, the Vatican is, too. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.